So, Tom, let's nip this right in the bud right at the start of the podcast. Sure. Bought any games this week?
Tom, that attack.
Yeah, so it's a cold and dreary January here in our hut on the hill in Denmark. Not a lot of real game purchasing going on my side, at least. How about yourself? You picked anything up?
I'm trying to think long and hard. Actually, I noticed some cool new releases on the Wii U's Virtual Console.
Oh, really?
Mystical Ninja Gaiman for the Super Nintendo.
Great.
Was available, and Contra 3.
Oh, really? Oh, you sons of bitches, Nintendo.
Yeah, they just snuck these ones out, haven't they?
Yeah, oh God, I would have got on Contra 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, like, anytime I go to play Contra 3, something distracts me, and then I don't set it up. Whereas if it was on the Wii U gamepad, I think I'd be a bit more inclined, because less of a faff.
There we are. But other than that, no, not really. Not since... I did get reminded today that I'd ordered Rocksmith on the internet. Yeah. A drive back in the UK. Totally forgotten about that. I got it for a bargain price. Seems I need the cable, though.
Yeah.
But I can pick that up.
Okay, cool.
But I'm rather excited about that, Matt. Rocksmith.
Are you really? To be honest,
I haven't picked up my electric guitar in a long time.
I nearly bought it because I thought your acoustic that we have in this flat, this hut on the hill, was an electroacoustic.
Yep.
Mine was before I sold it. And then... Unfortunately, yours isn't.
No, unfortunately not.
Otherwise, I would have probably bought it by now myself.
But I would be doing my noodling on the guitar back in the UK. I don't think I'm bringing over my electric.
You're not going to be plucking away in our living room?
Come Easter time, I'll be there at home.
Having a strum all by yourself. Good times.
The reviews are all over the board. People say it actually works. You can learn guitar through Rocksmith.
Yeah, I hear good things. That's why I was quite inclined to pick it up and play it. Because I thought, well, if I can kind of trick myself into learning guitar, I could do it.
It's something a bit different.
It is. And I mean, you know, like I could play the guitar to a okay level before. And then I picked up a ukulele and then I found the guitar was kind of like trying to wrestle an elephant after playing such a small instrument with such a versatile chord structure. But there you go. Not games, music.
Actually, I did pick up a game.
Oh, really?
I did pick up a game recently. This is not counting. I think I picked up Need for Speed... Hot Pursuit over Christmas.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't... Oh, we'll forget that. It was $3.99. Bargain. I picked up Lego Racers.
Oh, really? For the PlayStation 1?
No, for the N64.
Interesting.
Yes. I've been playing a little bit of Diddy Kong Racing recently. A bit of Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed.
Actually, didn't you also buy Diddy Kong Racing for the Game Boy Advance?
I bought it for the DS.
See. I know what you've bought more than you do. That's
there
scary.
We go. I'm into my racing.
I should really stop reading your emails. Saucy.
But yeah, how about you?
Short of picking up Soul Sacrifice for the Vita.
That was your soul sacrifice.
It was
on
my
your
soul sacrifice
this week.
No, it wasn't. It was free. It's part of PSN this month. That's why I just downloaded it before I forgot.
That's a PS Vita game.
It is.
What
a Vita
is it?
Game.
I've long looked at that and wondered what it was.
It's kind of like, from what I understand, it's kind of an action RPG in the same style as Monster Hunter, from what I remember. Mm. I haven't actually played it, and it sounded interesting. It's kind of Sony's answer to Monster Hunter, from what I remember the reviews stating. But I could be completely off on it. I just know it's a 3D action adventure where you swing swords and level up and you have to craft things.
Okay, well, free, you can't argue with that,
exactly.
Can you?
Exactly. I was going to buy it when it came out, but then I was just like, you know, it's going to be free in a few weeks. Am I really going to invest that much time in it? Probably not. So I can give it a dangle now without having to
a
pay.
Dangle.
I give it a dangle without having to pay like 350 krona or whatever ridiculous price it was
you
when it came out.
Cast out your net of criticism on Soul Sacrifice. Maybe next time.
I can. Maybe I will dip my fingers into that briny pool of Soul Sacrifice and see what emerges.
Ooh, That's a lovely analogy.
Thank you.
I was looking at the news this week, the gaming news.
Yeah?
I was reading a little bit about Nintendo.
Really?
Having not performed quite as well as they'd hoped this last year. And it's got me a little bit worried about the Wii U.
Well, to be honest with you, like...
I knew it was in trouble.
But well, after what we did the other day, and it's something we're going to talk about a bit later in the podcast, where we looked at the releases for the next 3 months, and we have kind of looked through it, and we've cherry-picked a few for you lovely people in doubt about what you're going to use your last-gen consoles for in the wake of you getting a PS4 and Xbox One. And there wasn't a lot getting released. Maybe a Wii U. But in all fairness, what was it? 6 games with definite launch dates?
For this year?
In the next 3 months, 4 months?
Yes.
Which, you know, is a trifle better than the Vita, which is only got about 3.
But yeah, slim pickings, and I guess that's reflected in the Wii U sales over last year. Nintendo anticipated, I think, 9 million, and they sold 3 million.
Oh boy.
I don't know how that compares to... I know, obviously, it'd be a lot less than the Wii. The Wii year was a...
Is that 3 million success. Total sales, or is that 3 million just this year?
Past? I'm not 100%. I think it's just this last year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that gives me a bit more hope then. Yeah. Maybe it's around like
the 6. Nintendo have come back from worse or similar problems, so...
Well, this is true, but, you know, it doesn't... You know, like, the only reason they really came back is kind of the novelty factor of the Wii. And are they going to pull out another Wii?
Well, they have. It's the Wii U.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, I feel this is sad because the Wii U has a lot of potential. I've been enjoying Super Mario 3D World extensively over this last weekend. It is, as reviewers... have been saying since its release, it's a joy to play. It has that Nintendo magic. It has a lot of charm and a lot of playability and variety, innovation. It's a really great game.
Yeah, you know, it's Nintendo, man.
And yeah, what can you say about Nintendo?
It's exactly the thing. Mm-hmm. I just saw the title of an article. I didn't click on that one. I'm just trying to get my iPhone to go back. So I typed in Nintendo Wii U sales, and the Daily Mail had an article title under Time, which was saying why the Wii U's sales numbers aren't all doom and gloom for Nintendo. And that seemed like a more positive article, and maybe it would give me the total number of sales.
Yeah.
But the Daily Mail's title, which I'm desperately trying to go back to, was just Nintendo admits Wii U flops. And I want to read it. Oh, God.
Flops. It's just they haven't got the ball rolling as fast as it would have been. It would have been nice to have it more releases in the last year.
It's easy for us to commentate from the comfort of our shack in Denmark, obviously, to the sales of a huge international company. But from my perspective, at least as a consumer who's very passionate about games, is... The marketing was kind of off, especially in the US. Like, they've done some atrocious marketing recently, trying to go, yeah, this is really cool. This is what your kids are going to want. And it kind of, you know, like when you see adverts for like VTech kids consoles, and they're just like, it's fun occasional.
Okay.
It just kind of reeked of that to me.
I honestly think there's no better console out there right now of the next generation, this current generation, which is as good as the Wii U.
Well, it depends what you're after, really.
Because from what I've seen of the other consoles and such, the best game around at the moment, I fear, is Super Mario 3D World.
Perhaps.
And that's on the Wii U.
Perhaps.
Therefore, that's the console to get.
But that, surely one solid title does not make a console.
No, but it's damn sight better than the alternative at the minute.
True, perhaps. Like, you know.
And with the prospect of things to come.
I mean, admittedly, the best games on the PS4, at least, I can't really speak to the Xbox One because we don't own one, are games that are available on other consoles. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag being the standout for me because it's a beautiful, beautiful game. And obviously that's also available on the Wii U. Like all of these commas, next gen experiences, which are currently current gen experiences also, with the exception of Battlefield 4, are available on the Wii U. You can buy Ghosts, you can buy, well, pretty much anything. Like any of the big multi-platform releases are available on the Wii U as well, unless they're by EA.
I feel the biggest problem the Wii U's got is the lack of third-party support. Not the first time someone said that about the Wii U, but it is a huge problem.
Is it not being supported by third parties, Tom?
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Oh, God, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that is the gaping hole in this. It's maybe as if Nintendo over the years have alienated every single bloody good developer they had working for them.
Well, thank God that Platinum Games are becoming friends with Nintendo through Bayonetta 2 and Wonderful 101.
Yeah.
Being exclusives.
But,
this could be a shining ray of hope for the Wii U, don't you think?
It's kind of been said before, Tom, but you know, every console generation I see has kind of led Nintendo away from a big partner, if you really think about it. And this is just something that's just clicked into my head now. Super Nintendo age, they lost Square.
Square, yeah.
Square went away and started working with Sony because Sony bailed them out. The N64, towards the GameCube generation, they lost Rare to Microsoft. Wii U, I guess everyone wanted to be on board that cash cow sailing in on the wave of money, so there wasn't really any hard feelings between anyone. An old friend such as Square came back and started publishing on Nintendo consoles, and I know they'd done Crystal Chronicles and on the GameCube. But
well, you think the Wii was a phenomenal success? Of course, publishers and developers.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, like, look at the amount of shovelware that's on the console that are just essentially mobile apps scaled up to be played on the Wii because everyone had one, because everyone was trying to get in on that. But like, if you look at the Wii U now, EA aren't releasing anything.
It's a shame. I want Boom Block 3.
But, like, I'm just trying to think of, like, who is publishing on the Wii U. Because, like, Ubisoft, kind of, in all fairness, they said, like, it's a really good console, but if Rayman doesn't sell...
Rayman was a fine example of a game which they'd hope they'd be able to just sell on the Wii U. No, they had to...
They had to branch it out. I mean, they're even releasing it now on the PS4, as we've seen.
Yeah.
Like, it's a crying shame, honestly, because, like, that game is perfect on the Wii U.
That game is a fantastic game.
But, like, let's think about this logically. Like, of the big publishers, Ubisoft have kind of stated, like, well, we'll see how these games do. We'll see how Black Flag, Rayman and Watch Dogs sells, because Zombie U didn't sell enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a pretty dire launch lineup for the Wii U, like, it should have probably sold a lot more if the console would have shifted units.
Wait, but it was packaged with the console, wasn't it?
It was. But that was like a limited edition thing. Activision, obviously they're going to throw out Call of Duty games until the cows come home, until they stop making them for the PS3 and Xbox 360, mm-hmm. I guess. They'll still be on the Wii U. EA, no go. Who else have we got? Like, Square have showed no signs of releasing.
Capcom released anything. Resident Evil Revelations.
That's true, but they released that on everything else too.
Yeah. They didn't ignore the Wii U.
Well, you know, they probably had to make a deal with Nintendo, didn't they? Because it was an exclusive title for the 3DS. So it'd kind of be like spitting in Nintendo's face almost, really, wouldn't it? To be releasing it for the Xbox and the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Same way, I'm quite surprised that Ubisoft released Assassin's Creed 3 on the Xbox. Liberations. The Vita title.
Yeah.
But I guess enough time's passed that the Vita's obviously not doing that well either, which is causing people concern, and then they're just like, well, this is a really great Assassin's Creed game. It's mentioned a lot in Black Flag and kind of gives the premise to Black Flag of Abstergo being a video games company and stuff in Assassin's Creed 4. Yeah. So they're just releasing it there. I mean, two great bits of kit. Like, I mean, let's be honest here. It's not just the Wii U that's in trouble. Also, the Vita is just not shifting units either.
The problem is games that people really want to play.
But what? There's no games on anything. Like, Let's be honest. We looked at the next upcoming 3 months. And while there are a few good games for like PS3 and Xbox 360, not a lot for the 3DS, not a lot for the Wii U, not a lot for the PS4, not true. A lot for the Xbox One, not a lot for the 3DS.
And this isn't just the next few months. This is the rest of the year. There's a lot of uncertainties on release dates. You know, we could see more games released this year than we currently see on the release schedule.
Well, I would assume so. I assume some solid release dates will.
There'll be plenty of downloadables as well.
Yeah, of course. But like, I can't think of such a barren 3 months. Like, yeah, you are getting some big games dropped. You
Titanfall's
are.
Titanfall's coming out in March.
Titanfall.
Second Son.
Yeah.
Infamous March.
Metal Gear, of course.
Grand
Metal Gear
Zeroes.
5, Ground Zeroes.
Again, March.
In March. March is a good month. March is where it starts to pick up. The Tales of Symphonia Chronicles, both the original Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube and Tales of Symphonia. Shit, I've forgotten the name of it. The second one, anyway, for the Wii U, for the Wii, which isn't as good. Released in a bundle at the end of February. Valentine's Day sees the release of Lightning Returns, which no one really gives a shit about.
Why is that? Can you shed some light on that?
It's because it's...
Because no one likes 13?
No one likes 13. 13-1, while it does have a
very
nice...
Well, there's a 13-2, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a 13-2 as well.
That.
This is the third. This is part of a trilogy.
Yeah.
And as someone said to me, and I believe I repeated on the podcast, it's a very worrying sign of affairs for the Final Fantasy franchise when the best Final Fantasy of a generation is the one released as an MMO.
Because
like 11 was okay, but it wasn't a great MMO, and 14 is supposed to be very good. But the linearity of Final Fantasy 13, the characters who were just kind of cookie-cutter characters, and I know a lot of people like them, but like, Hope is a terrible character. I don't care what you say. It had a good combat system. Not a great story. Certainly not worth one handing over three games, in my opinion.
No.
I never played 2. I own it. I played a brief bit of the demo when that was released. At least it seemed to have towns. Like, there aren't towns in 13. Like, you do all your buying and stuff out of, like, vending machines which are hooked up to the internet. The only bit you actually get to wander around kind of like an inverted commas open world is when you go down to Pulse, which is at the very, very end of the game, essentially. It's just a big area full of monsters where you can level up and you can challenge your squad and stuff. And there's a few puzzles and a few things to do there, but nothing great. It's just not a good game. Like, 13 okay. isn't, and I think I put a lot of people off then buying 13-2 because it didn't sell very well. And I think Lightning Returns will do even worse.
But Final Fantasy fans will probably buy it like you did. You bought 2, you bought 1, 2, you'll buy this
I feel
one.
Guilty when I don't buy a JRPG, though. Like,
oh, dear.
No, it's not because of that. It's just like I want to support a genre I really love. And like,
a lot of people do love them, though.
Bravely Default is a fantastic JRPG. Like, Bravely Default reminds me a lot, as I was telling you earlier, of Final Fantasy IX, which is one of my favourite Final Fantasy games. It's a very good game. It's very charming. The battle system's very good. It kind of makes you think when Square are releasing good handheld titles, like, why the fuck are you trying to go all out and show that you can make these really nice visual engines and stuff and then sacrificing gameplay and story that you're more than capable of doing? I don't know, Tom. I don't know. In regards to your comment of the Wii U being the best console, because of its
lack
of online support, I think. Because Nintendo have clearly stated that online gaming isn't something they want to focus on this generation.
Let's think about the future here and think, I'm sure, like the Wii U,
like the Wii,
I do apologise, that once Mario Kart comes out, once Smash Bros. Are out, there'll be a big fan base playing these games online. I certainly will be.
Yeah.
Well, Mario Kart.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. But like they've said, it's not their core thing.
As long as it works, it doesn't really bother me for those games.
Yeah, but how well will it work?
It worked fine on the Wii.
I know, but.
And now with the integration of the chatting with the headsets and such, I see no reason why they shouldn't be as well-equipped as the PS4.
I'll be sceptical about it until I've seen it in practice, to be honest with you. Like, Though saying that, I did just play some Battlefield 4, as I promised I would last week, online with a colleague of mine who was the guy that wanted me to get Battlefield 4. And it was all right. Like, I, as we suspected, as you said last week, Tom, it was very much the joy of playing that game is talking to someone while you're shooting people in the face. Which is why these games continue to sell, because they are a social gaming experience. But a very interesting thing I didn't really notice about the PS4, because this is the first time I'm taking the baby online.
The baby.
Is that it was very difficult to get into a game with said colleague. The PS4 menu, while it has a party system for chat, does not, unlike the Xbox, have a party system, or the 360, I should say. I can't speak for the One, as I've previously mentioned. It doesn't have a party system where you are in the party with that person, and when they start playing a game, you can then join that game. I had to physically go into a game of Battlefield, like start a game, and then he was able to join.
Could this be a fault of the game?
Yes, but there is no system in place within the PS4, as much as I can see, that allows us to be in the game together anyways. There isn't like a party system, whereas Xbox games, obviously, like Halo
invite
and stuff.
Invite party to game.
You can invite party to game. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, if it is, it's hidden somewhere. But
yeah,
it's a fault of the game, but it was also a fault of the console for not having thought that far ahead. And from what I understand, it's been complicated on the Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
Or at least this is what I hear from other podcasts, such as Giant Bomb and Besties. Polygons.
We really don't know. If Microsoft could hurry up and send us that Xbox One.
If they'd really want to send us an Xbox One, we'll play it to death.
I mean, every week we talk about the Wii U and the PS4 when we're referring to the latest consoles, at least.
Yeah, we can't talk about that
we
Xbox
can't really,
One.
We can't talk about it. If you want to say good things about it, just send one our way.
Yeah, not that we're biased or bribed or anything.
No, but honestly, we'll give an honest opinion. It's not going to happen, but we can try.
We can try. We can throw that net
We're not
going to
buy one.
Well, for the foreseeable future.
Hey, he's got ideas there.
Well, I want Titanfall, but if it's on the 360, I'll just play it there. I think. I'm not in the rush.
There's no room in this place for an Xbox One.
I just don't want to spend another 400 quid on a console. Like, let's be
you don't
honest.
Need to.
Like, as
not
much
just
as
for Titanfall.
As much as I like my PS4, like, there's not an awful lot of reason in the coming months to own one. Yeah, I'll play him for my second son, but that's because there's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sad but true.
But there are some games on the horizon. I'm just looking through some of the things that should be released this year. And I think a big one is Destiny later on in September.
Destiny's
a long while to wait.
September,
though.
Tom. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
but for them, we've got Titanfall. If you're a fan of the shooters, that is. Watch Dogs will be out this year.
April, thank God. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Should have had that when it came out.
Dark Souls 2.
PS3 though.
Dark Souls PS3,
yeah.
Yeah,
last
yeah.
gen game.
I'm just looking on Amazon here and they've got some games.
Well, we know Mario Kart is going to drop sometime in spring, and I'm hoping, like I said to you yesterday, that Nintendo's going to do an Apple and just be like, yeah, and Mario Kart comes out this Friday. Sons of bitches, go buy it.
Must
and
be
then
a new Nintendo Direct coming
goes
soon.
Nuts. Yeah. But like the last one, the one before Christmas, was just kind of like, yeah. Not a lot. It's like, hey, did you...
Well, Zelda. Zelda was the big Christmas game from Nintendo, wasn't it?
Oh, no, but I mean like the Nintendo Direct.
Okay. Yeah.
As I've stated to you, like the new Zelda game's great.
They have mentioned about a new downloadable level for Sonic, whatever that Sonic game's called, Lost World.
What, another one?
Yeah, the Yoshi's Island one was all right. It's weird to see that, though, this Sonic like kicking shy guys in the face.
Yeah.
Haven't times changed?
But it's
Sonic in what's technically Super Mario World 2.
Is that not weird, whoa, though, that they wouldn't let him near a proper Mario level? They were just like, you can have a Yoshi's Island level. That's all we're giving
well,
you.
Well, it's because it's current, isn't it, with the new Yoshi's Island game coming out for 3DS. At some point, that's another one on
again,
the horizon.
Again, when?
I don't know. Nintendo are quite secretive with their release dates, aren't they? There's other things coming. Fable Anniversary, that interests you on the 360?
Nope.
How about Drive Club? Probably not out till the end of the year. No.
And nope.
No.
It's a driving game.
Oh dear.
I'll get the free one that comes with PlayStation Plus, but I'm really...
Will Halo 5 be out this year?
probably it's probably only an Xbox One exclusive, so I won't be getting that unless Microsoft is so kind as to send us an Xbox One.
You got things like The Division.
Yeah, I'll pick The Division up. Tom Clancy's The Division looks like a great game. Tom Clancy, rest in peace.
And we'll have Smash Bros. This year as well.
Yeah, when though? When?
When? We want solid dates, don't we? Mirror's Edge 2, don't forget about that one. So there are things on the horizon, it's just we don't know when. But for now, I've still got plenty of games to keep me occupied.
I've got plenty of games.
The N64 just recently touched on it earlier, but I've been playing Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah, some Diddy Kong.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's tough after you've done the initial first race, and then you have to do the coin race, where you have to, as well as finishing first, you've got to collect all the coins, which are in quite difficult positions at times. And then the boss races are just solid. It just hammers home how difficult games used to be. I've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Is it just because of technical restraints, though, do you think?
I don't think. No, I think it's an idea that they've had in their heads to make it hard.
Yeah, which
and,
is good.
And that when you directly compare that to the game I've been playing most recently, Super Mario 3D World.
Hey, you've died three times. Sure, just skip this level.
Oh, by
invincible.
The way, I want to say that now. As much as I love 3D World, that's one thing they should scrap from all games. The gold leaf.
Yeah.
The option to skip an entire section. Sonic Lost World has that as
Tell
well.
Tell you what made me want to stab myself in the face repeatedly when I was playing Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. Mm. Admittedly, I did complete it all in one day, so they were probably right. But every now and again, when I'd save, it'd just be like, hey, you've been playing this game a while. Why don't you take a break? Why don't you go fuck yourself? I'll take a break when I want to. I'm going to put my arm in a sling again.
Yes, your fault, Matthew. I found I've been playing Mario for about an hour and a half sessions, hour and a half to 2 hours. And that's been quite good for me. I haven't felt like I wanted to play longer. I don't want to like use it all up. That's my thing.
That's why I've kind of stopped playing Bravely Default. Because I know I'm like about two thirds of the way through it. And I know I haven't got that long left. And I'm kind of like, I don't want to play you. Yeah, it's tough. Because I know I'm not going to get a JRPG I've liked as much as that for a very long time.
Yeah. Going back to that whole skipper section thing, can I just say that it makes you feel like you're bad at the game. It's directly saying, you can't do this, skip it. Okay? Whereas in the past, games didn't judge you like that, you just did it. Well, and you feel like the game expected you to try and try again. When the sheer fact it's got this now is like, hang on, you're not as good as we'd hoped when we developed this game. You know, you're not doing this as quickly as we thought you would.
I see these leaves and these abilities to skip sections as Nintendo's answer to not being able to do Nintendo Power anymore. Like, have you seen any of these things on Nintendo Power? And they're kind of saying, like, well, we used to make these magazines because sometimes kids were a little bit slow and, like, not as good as we thought.
But the game's not that hard, really.
Yeah, but the kids still die, man. Like, my nephew...
I still die, but...
My nephew's 10.
Kids are better than me at these games nowadays.
And he plays Mario, and, like, he was on World 8, and he was using the gold Tanuki suit. I was like, what are you doing? You're cheating. And he goes, oh, well, it's there.
This is a problem. If it's there, they'll use it.
Yeah.
You know, kids don't have this this stubbornness that we do as gamers who have...
I'm trying to beat it into him, though.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a terrible shame that these things even exist. They should be wiped out.
They should, Tom.
Also, came to my... I came to the realisation that Sonic Lost World is... It's like they walked in Nintendo's offices as they were developing 3D World and thought, oh, we'll have that, we'll have that, we'll have that.
Do you reckon?
Because there's certain sections in it, like the spotlight sections, where if you move, enemies will come at you. If the spotlight gets you. Yeah, and that's in Mario 3D World. It's also in Sonic as well. The whole look of Sonic Lost World is aping Mario 3D World in style, stylistically. The whole idea of slowing Sonic down and not having him run through all the levels is making it more like Mario. There are so many things. It's like that game wants to be Mario 3D
I say this to you in the nicest possible way. You're accusing it of ripping off Mario. I do know that Nintendo weren't like, oh, that's a really nice idea. We'll borrow that one.
I don't think the other way around. That Sonic Team... These aren't Sonic ideas. These are Mario ideas. The look of that game looks very Mario. Sonic 3D World looks like Mario.
Yeah.
You know, Sonic doesn't walk.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, he runs. And a lot of the gameplay mechanics and level design, there's just things that scream Mario about it. And I just came to that realization today, having played more 3D World. If anyone agrees with me, let me know.
Sonic don't walk.
Sonic don't walk. I want that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I get very passionate when it
I think the closest you come into Sonic don't walk is the title of this podcast.
Yeah. Sonic don't walk. Sonic Thanks. Don't walk. Another Sonic themed title.
Or exactly. Probably like our fifth now in
we're getting
40 something episodes.
I realised today, Matthew, that I like platform games. I've been harping on about them for...
You have.
It's something I realised suddenly today. I realised how much, perhaps, because what I was doing was I was going through my PlayStation 3 and organising the games on there. Sad, maybe you'd say, but when you get to like 85 games on that menu on the PS3, it's quite, you don't have to scroll up and down. You forget you've even got games.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah. I thought, what if you had the ability to organise these into genres? That would be great. And only today do I realise how you do that.
How do you do that, Tom? Fill the people in at home.
You find the game, press triangle. Go into game information on the right-hand side of the screen.
Yeah.
And there you can change the album title for the game. Now, the album title is like the folder. So you can say what folder you want it in. Just by getting one game and calling it a racing game in the album title will create a racing folder on the main PlayStation menu.
Okay.
And then you just change a name on each... There's no quick way of doing it, but change the name on each other racing game you've got. They'll all go in the racing folder, like the racing platformer, and so on.
Okay, cool.
And I found, and it's a good way if you're interested in finding out maybe what your gaming preferences are exactly, apart from going to your shelf and counting all the certain types of games.
Putting stickers on them.
Or putting stickers on them. I was able to see that 23 platform games.
Interesting. That did lead to some... disputed debate between us, though, as to which games fitted in which thing.
That's true, Matthew. Now, I created a folder called Action Puzzle, which Matt disagreed with. And even I, as I wrote it, wondered what an action puzzle game is. I put Hotline Miami in there.
I disagree.
Because
arcade,
I'm saying that.
Action.
Yeah, I eventually settled on arcade. But it's the fact that it's an action game, but there's some strategic thinking in there.
Yeah, but that does not a puzzle game make.
No, so that's now you've got something like Abe's
like
Exodus.
If you had to, like, if you were walking around in Hotline Miami's fast-paced shooting, and then you suddenly stumbled upon a Professor Layton-style math quiz,
yeah,
then I okay. Action puzzler.
That I was wrong on that one, but Abe's Exodus. What would you put that under? What would you put it under?
Well, like I said, I would put it under like action adventure because that's where I would classify something like Castlevania or Metroid, game kind of harkens
to. Action adventure. I was putting games like Uncharted in action adventure and maybe Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, if I'm going to go into
more
action oriented specifics, I'm going to say it's a 2D action platformer. But
what did I put it under in the end?
You kept it under Action Puzzler because we agreed that in your category list there wasn't really anywhere for it to go. It was kind of the sticky outy one. But like,
But I put, arcade. You also told me to put Pac-Man in arcade.
I did tell
quite,
you, but
that was quite obvious.
It was,
I
Thomas.
I don't know how
I could afford that one. Your ignorance of Pac-Man.
But I just thought it was interesting to mention that because I don't know how many people realise you could do this. I certainly didn't.
No, it's very cool.
And I've been wanting to do it for a long time.
Yeah.
So I can now find what I want.
Yay! It works.
Hey, everyone happy for me.
Have you got one folder called like Waste of Money or I wish I didn't play this game, then I can download Metal Gear Rising Revengeance and put that in either one of those folders.
You could do that. Or you could just delete it from your console.
Or just trade it back into GameStop and get nothing of what I paid for it and buy Vita. Yeah. Lesson learned.
I realised actually, Matthew, you know, we were talking about buying games earlier on the show, as we always do.
Yes.
I bought some more games.
Oh, really?
I did.
Fill us in.
I bought some titles off a fantastic website, Genki Video Games.
Paint us a picture of Genki Video Games, Tom.
It's got loads of Japanese games. That's what it is, basically.
It's Japanese game seller.
Japanese games for all formats.
And consoles.
Yep, and it's a British-based company with a very friendly owner who I received... I've bought a few things off, and I received an email off the other day. It's very great service, great friendly service, and good prices and great variety.
Indeed.
I bought a few games from there. I'd say follow them. I'm not sure if they got a Twitter account. I assume they have.
I'm not sure if they got a Twitter account.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah. Obviously, speaking of retro retailers, you should follow our good friend Adam at GamesWorldPod.
Yes, definitely.
He's also a Adam's very nice chap.
Fantastic guy. He's very, very friendly and helpful. I'm just trying to find out exactly what I bought now.
I bought your copy of Arcana Hearts 2 from there because I knew you needed that. I also bought the Tekken PS Vita cover I got you from there. But like, I've been tempted to buy a few things. They have a very few obscure Japanese shooters and stuff.
Hmm. I bought a couple of Japanese platform games, PS1.
Okay.
I can't remember the titles of Japanese. One contained an elephant and one contained a snowman.
Great.
I also bought a PS2 fighting game based on the popular anime Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Hakusho, is it?
Yeah.
I can't even remember the title. I bought that one. I bought one based on another anime, that samurai one. And it's referred to as Samurai X, in, I think, in the UK. Ruin Kench?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyway, it's based on anime.
Okay.
I bought a rack for N64 games with a closable cover.
I think I remember the... Is it the guy, samurai guy? He's got pink, like gi and then a like
pink
a really
gi and
long,
red,
corny,
red,
yeah,
ginger,
red floppy. Yeah,
ginger guy.
I know the one. It is Samurai X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because probably the Japanese title was too difficult to pronounce.
Probably.
For most English speakers.
Yeah.
I think I bought a couple of other little things, but I think you should definitely check it out, GenkiVideoGames.com.
Yeah.
And Games World Bodmin.
Yeah.
Do you know the website?
It's just...
Is it a .com or a .co.uk?
I think it's a .co.uk. Give it a Google.
They're the ones Tom and Matt uses quite often.
We are. They are a retro video gaming retailer
or,
of choice.
Or importer as Genki.
But wraps it up, I think, Tom. As well as checking out GenkiVideoGames.com and GamesWorldBodmin.co.uk. You can also...
We're not sponsored by them
we're
either,
not,
by the
we're
way.
Not.
This
we're,
is genuine praise.
This is genuinely us using these services and liking them and often finding quite a good deal on both.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd like to check us out, you can do so on Facebook at facebook.com/TomandMattAttack. We are on the old Twitters. I must apologize, I haven't really been using Twitter that much other than Follow Fridays the last 2 weeks. I've been a bit busy doing personal projecty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, I haven't been on there. But I hope to start doing TMA Asks again this week and maybe some This Day in Gaming things, which are what I usually post up to both our Facebook and our Twitter, which you can find at TMAcast. Give us a like on Facebook. Give us a review in iTunes. Maybe a cheeky subscribe. Also, while you're doing it as well, just because we've given shout-outs to other places, go listen to the Super Rad, Future Retro Gamer, and Retro Asylum podcasts. Very good podcasts I listen to quite frequently, as does Tom.
Lastly, what will you be playing this next week, Matt?
What will I be playing this next week, Thomas? Well, that's an interesting one. I think I
Soul
will
Sacrifice.
Be playing some Soul Sacrifice. I think I will be playing some more Black Flag. I mean, you know, Welsh Pirates, Tom. What are you going to do? And I may pick up Batman Arkham Origins finally and give that a quick run through the mill. Yeah.
Yes, nice.
What about yourself?
I'll be playing more Resident Evil Revelations, which I've been playing through on Thursdays over Xbox Live. That's the raid mode. It doesn't have a proper co-op story mode, but raid's pretty cool. You can level up and such. Very good. And more Sonic Racing Transformed, I think, again, over Xbox Live.
Yeah, you're digging that.
Great game. Will I be playing anything else? I'll dip into my handhelds, I think, this week. I finished the book I was reading. So
I've just finished... weird literary side note. If you haven't read Joseph Heller's Catch-22, I thoroughly recommend it. It's probably my favourite book after now finishing
book
it.
Book recommendations.
Yes. I'm now going to read Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse 5.
And I've just finished Inside Out, A Personal History of Pink Floyd. I can thoroughly recommend that. It's by Nick Mason, the drummer of the band, and gives some really interesting personal insights into the history of a quite interesting band.
Cool. So yeah, put down those handhelds. Maybe read a book.
Maybe.
What more and can you want from a gaming podcast?
Then I might play some Super Mario Brothers 3, which I downloaded over Christmas.
No, good times on your 3DS. Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah, actually,
oh,
I'm going
to... Mario 64 too.
I'm going to... I may actually join you and play a bit of Mario 64. Me and Tom are possibly thinking about delving into a bit of video this week, so maybe we'll talk about that.
Oh, yes. That's true. Maybe I'll play some Minecraft this next week.
Maybe I'll play some racing games. Who knows? Who knows? But until then, I guess it's time, as always, to game on.
Game on, everybody.
See you, folks. Bye.
Bye-bye.